I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we're joined by Riley Northrup, CSC head track and field coach. We'll catch up with his team and excited to talk to you today, Coach. It's been a while since we've caught up. Hard to believe we're coming up, you know, on a year since competition and you guys are back in action. So a lot of things to catch up on. Hope that you're well. And, you know, with the way the last outdoor season ended in the spring, the pandemic shut everything down, even the end of the indoor season. Have you ever been more excited to get this current season, this indoor season started, and especially a new calendar year of CSC track and field going?
Yeah. Seems like it's been kind of a lifetime since track and field was shut down in March. But we're finally getting things going again. I can definitely say that. Twiddling my thumbs quite a bit in the spring last year and like trying to figure out what I should be doing with my life. So definitely happy that track is back. And, you know, we've officially got two meets under our belt so far in 2021. And so far things are good. The meets have been well put together. You know, they're taking care of our athletes, making sure that everybody is, taking care of all their screening and testing, so everyone there is happy and healthy, and we're not, you know, running into any issues with COVID so far.
Well, that's great, Coach. Yeah, let's look at some of the things you guys have been involved in already, meet-wise. Let's start first with an individual, and Nyshawn Jernigan, man, he is off to a great start. He won the silver in last year's RMAC Indoor Championships in the long and the triple jump, but no opportunity to get to the NCAA National Championships because of COVID, and he's off to a great start this year. It seems like he's really motivated to get that opportunity to compete at the national level back.
Yeah, sure. Nyshawn actually opened up his first meet of the year with a personal best in the long jump, which I really hadn't anticipated. Just, we had another twist in our season where they all went home at Thanksgiving, so it was about 7 weeks from the time that I had saw them, and then we had just 10 days of practice going into that first competition. So for him to have gone out and you know, jumped over 720 in his first outing, after being away from Chadron for a long time, I was really excited to see that. There's definitely a lot more in the tank for him, so I'm looking forward to the next few weeks and seeing what he does.
You know, when you had to visit with him last year and the disappointment kind of set in, what kind of things did you tell him, and how do you keep athletes upbeat when a situation we've never been through before happens like that, and that that opportunity, that goal I know he was looking forward to so much, hits? How'd you get him through it?
Yeah, so, I mean, the nice thing for him and Brody is that they're both young, like the rest of our team. Everybody's pretty young, so we didn't have that situation where, you know, this might be the last opportunity. So we just kind of sat down and I talked about, hey, you know, you guys had a tremendous accomplishment just qualifying for the national meet, especially being, you know, freshman and then with Brody as a sophomore. I told him, you know, you guys do it once, you just keep working hard, and we'll definitely be back in the future, and we'll make the most of the opportunities when we get them, when you guys get back here in the future. So they did a good job. You know, they were both, like, disappointed, obviously, but you know, the first thing they said once they came out later in the summer and said, you know, every qualifier was awarded with All-American honors is, you know, I told them, hey, you guys deserve that, and they said, yeah, they're just, you know, both of them were like, you know, they're lucky that we didn't have the meter. We'd be national champions, not just All-Americans. So I like the attitude that they brought.
Got to love the attitude, the confidence, and off to a terrific start. They obviously worked hard in the offseason during the pandemic to continue the success they're having now. And that leads me to ask, you know, with gym limitations because of the pandemic and other challenges and things, what kind of things did you have to face and overcome as a coach to help these student athletes get prepared for this season during the pandemic? How'd you get them through?
Sure. It was pretty difficult just because they didn't have a lot of access to a lot of things. So You know, when your timeline is really long, though, it's not as pertinent that they're getting exactly jump-specific training or sprint-specific training. So it was nice knowing that, hey, when we get back in the fall, hopefully everything will be, you know, fairly normal again, and then we can start, we can hop back on that train of specific track and field training. So I just told them, you know, you guys take advantage of this moment to take some time off, let your bodies rest. You know, track season's pretty long, so they get pretty beat up during it. So we took some time off, and then we just started back up with, you know, general fitness stuff, running, light jumping activities, and they were really able to do that, you know, for the first couple months. Just all the training that they had was, hey, you know, you could do this in your living room if you have to, if you don't have access to anything. So that was kind of my big goal with keeping them active, was just making sure that whatever training was on the plan for the week, it could be done anywhere. And so they obviously did a good job of taking care of business when they were limited. And then, you know, we got back in the fall and everything's been pretty good. So we've been able to get on the track and you know, utilize our new outdoor track, which was nice this fall.
Yeah.
Get back in their sprint spikes and get back in the weight room and start building towards this indoor season. And everything has looked pretty good so far for everybody.
That's great. Coach Northrup with us on the CSC Sports Journal show and podcast today. Let's go a little deeper into what you guys have done so far. You opened up at Wayne State with the Indoor Classic. You had four champions there, and we've already talked a bit about Jernigan and Roden. But, you know, overall, how do you assess how your men's and women's teams performed in the first event, actual competition coming back after such a long time against some other schools?
The Wayne State meet was overall a little shaky, which it wouldn't have mattered if it would have been a normal year. And, you know, we got a lot of young people, especially a lot of freshmen. So they're going to be shaky their first college meet anyways. So I don't think that it was at all disappointing. There was some marks that I thought, you know, some people were definitely prepared to do better. But then there was also some surprises that were pretty pleasant. You know, Brody ran a lifetime best in the 60 at Wayne, so that was exciting. And then we talked about Nation on a long jump. And then just the way that they competed was really exciting to see. Everybody had a good attitude. They understood, you know, this track season is going to look a lot different. You know, everybody warming up in masks and not really being able to, you know, sit over at an event and watch and cheer on your teammates. So everybody stayed really positive, and they just kind of bided their time until it was their time to compete, and then they got out, and their attitudes and efforts were great.
Coach, you mentioned warming up in masks. Do you guys practice in masks at times or all the time? And then is there anybody that competes in masks, or is that completely optional? What's that situation?
Yeah, so right now what it looks like, you know, with the competition environment and the training environment is basically like, you know, whenever you're not working rigorously, you know, just like the warm-up and stuff like that, we want masks on, and it's all very, very strictly monitored, like at our competitions. You know, they're making several announcements throughout the day, keep your masks on until you're actually competing. So everybody's got their mask on until, you know, it's kind of like a part of the warm-up now. They wear it, and then once they get called to the start line on the track, you know, they can peel their sweats off, peel their mask off during their actual competition. You know, in the throws ring, everybody's standing around waiting for their turn with their mask on. When they enter the ring, they can throw their mask off. Getting on the jump runway, everything is like that. And it's all the athletes understand, hey, this is a part of track and field right now. If I want to keep competing and I want the rest of my season to happen, then I know that I gotta keep doing this. And so I've been really proud of them just handling the, you know, kind of difficult situation and just taking it in stride.
Sure. Good attitude they've got and you've put into them, and realizing, you know, you got to do it to stay ready to go, healthy and able to compete during this pandemic. Is Coach Northrup with us today. Now let's go to meet number two. You were up in Spearfish last Friday. You had 10 champions up there. Who stood out to you in that event?
Yeah, so actually between the first meet, I forgot to mention, and the second meet, we've had six all-time top 10 marks at Shattered State.
Wow!
So really, they kind of blew up at the last meet. Some people that we weren't really sure that they were capable of that, so it was a pleasant surprise. Nashawn's opening long jump was number six in school history, and then Brody's 60-meter dash at Wayne State was number nine in school history. And then some things that really stood out, Morgan Fowler, who trained with us last year, and then he actually played football, had a back surgery, and it just was kind of wearing and tearing on he's got some rods in his back, and so the football situation just made it really tough for him to stay healthy and keep going. So he came over to track full time, and it's really going to pay off for him, because he opened up at Black Hills with his first competition. He ran the sixth fastest 60 meter dash in school history, and then also the first time ever in his life running at 200, which was on an indoor 200 track at Black Hills, ran the seventh fastest time in school history. So that was pretty amazing.
Wow.
And then Osvaldo Cano, he opened up with the fifth fastest indoor 400 meter time in school history, which we knew that he was working hard, and we knew that last year he made a lot of progress, but he opened up and just killed it. So that was amazing for him. And then also our freshman Daniel Reynolds in the weight throw threw the number 10 all time throw, and all those guys are ranked pretty well in the conference, and even nationally, we got some pretty good rankings going right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are locked in. This men's team is performing exceptionally. At hearing your talk about how they've been doing at these events, and looking yesterday, seeing that they got ranked 16th in the country right now, that's, you know, what are your thoughts on that national ranking, and how good can this team be at the end of the year, you know, compared to some of the other really tremendous teams that have come through CSC lore and CSC history?
I mean, in all reality, a lot of the teams haven't opened up yet. There's a pretty big weekend slated for this coming weekend, so I anticipate there's going to be a lot of changes. But on the top end of things, like the top 10 teams that are traditionally in Division II, they pretty much all competed several times at this point. So like the top 10 is pretty, you know, established, and it looks pretty normal as opposed to like a regular season in the past years. So moving from that 16 upwards, you know, cracking the top 10 is going to be if we can do that, it'd be a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that, you know, like Brody hasn't even ran a 200 or 400 yet, and he's one of the fastest guys in the country. So that's going to help our team ranking a ton when he gets going. He's been battling. He had a hamstring injury before break. He 100% is recovered from that. And then last week on Monday, he kind of tweaked his hip flexor just a little bit, but he's looking really good in practice. And so if he doesn't go this weekend, he'll for sure be ready by next weekend at our first home meet. So we'll get him going. And then Morgan Fowler, also in a long jump, he opened up 21.10. He had three fouls that were in the 7.30 range, which is, you know, top five in the country right now. So we got a couple marks right now that I'm anticipating will come through in the next few weeks that will really help boost that ranking. So I could see realistically us, you know, being a top probably 12 team. Moving up much further than that, we're going to have some pretty good surprises out of our squad.
Boy, still fabulous stuff, Coach. I mean, top 12, wow, breaking that top 10 maybe.
Yeah.
Awesome excitement. I can just hear it in your voice, what you're looking forward to with this season. How about the ladies' side a little bit? Tell us how the CSC women's track and field team has been doing through the first couple, and where they're headed, and what's going with that season.
Yeah, so our women, once again, really young, a lot of freshmen. We had some good things accomplished last week. We went to Black Hills and we got a multi done. And Julianne Thompson is one of our top female athletes. She came through. She was right at her PR in the multi event. It's going to rank her high in the conference. And then we got a freshman, Hannah Christie, who scored just a few hundred points shy of what Jules did, and she's just learning. The majority of the event, she was primarily a high jumper in high school, so she's going to figure out the hurdles, and she's a really strong high jumper, and when she learns how to put everything together, she's going to be great. And then we have another freshman, Parker Morin, out of Casper, Wyoming. She's got experience in all the events, and now that she's got one under her belt, the next time it'll go a lot more smoothly from event to event to event. It just kind of wears on them. So those three, I'm looking really positively at what they did. And then our throw squad, we have some really strong women in the throws. Courtney Smith is kind of leading our squad right now. She's got a pretty good mark in the weight throw already. And our throws coach, Ethan Ritz, he's really optimistic from training where our throws are going to be at in the coming weeks once we get a few more competitions and a few more opportunities. So that's really good. And then pretty disheartening, Collier, who ran a really fast 60-meter dash lifetime best in our inner squad meet. We were looking for big things out of her. She's got a medical issue that's going to keep her out this indoor season, so we're sad to lose that. And then actually Celeste Cardona, who's one of our top 400 girls, and was hopefully going to help us in the open four and in the 4x4, had a little freak deal, 10 meters into a training rep, and she had a tear in her Achilles tendon. So
oh, no.
She's got to have surgery, yep, and she's going to be out for the rest of the season. So losing those two is pretty disheartening. One of our freshman distance girls, who Hannah Wilkie, is out of Rangeley, Colorado. She ran 2:17 in the 800 in high school, which is phenomenal. She ran her first cross country season ever, and it wore on her body, and she ended up with a tear in her labrum and her hip, so she had to get surgery. So huh. Our women's team, we still got a lot of girls that are going to be pretty good this year, but we took a couple pretty big hits, so we're going to have to bide our time on that side to get built back up.
Yeah, sorry to hear about all those injuries, and local fans I know, Celeste from Mitchell High School nearby, will be sad to hear about the seriousness of an Achilles injury there, and hope they can all get healthy and back as soon as possible for you, and good to hear the overall report on some of those young ladies on the team that have a bright future, Coach, as we visit with Riley Northrup tonight on the show. This week again, you're going down to Kearney. What do you make of the competition and the outlook for CSC at UNK?
Yeah. So funny thing, with COVID, everything kind of changes at the drop of a hat. We're actually, we had Kearney on the schedule because they had already committed to letting us bring our whole team. But then some in Black Hills State was limiting entries at the time when we had made that original decision. But
okay.
Now things have worked their way out so that we can actually get all the people that we want to compete up at Black Hills. And Black Hills State has a 200-meter track versus Kearney, which is the exact same as the NTAC track, which is an undersized 160 track. And when you're comparing a 200 to a 160, it's just going to be way more beneficial for our sprinters to be on a bigger track. So we made the decision this week we're going to actually go back to Black Hills. And we're excited about that because we had some great performances. It's an easier trip on the body, not having to sit on the bus for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week we only had about, I think we had two full teams with Shattern and Black Hills, and then we had some partial teams from Carroll College in Montana and Rocky Mountain College. And this year this weekend is slated for 9 full teams to be on the competition calendar. So we're looking forward to being at Black Hills, a familiar track, and having a lot more competition to push our kids.
Yeah, same facilities, but a lot of new people up there, new competition. That'll be good for you. So the switch from UNK to BH, and then once you get that road trip out of the way, it looks like you got two in a row at home. Is that still the case where you're going to be at CSC for a pair of indoor meets back-to-back?
It is, yep, and I'm really excited about that. The first one on the schedule, it looks like it's probably just going to be us and South Dakota Mines. Not technically a duel. It'll still be open if anybody else decides that they want to come to it, but they're the only confirmed team that we have that's coming down. And then on the 13th, we have a handful of teams that have kind of made a commitment that they want to come down and compete here. South Dakota Mines, Black Hills State, Montana State Billings, and anybody else that is looking for a place to compete, we'll let them in. So
fantastic. And last night at the Chicoine Center for basketball, it's awesome to see fans back allowed around the teams to cheer and root on the Eagles. How about your indoor meets coming up? Are fans going to be allowed to attend and watch the action inside the NPAC?
Yeah, right now we're I talked it over with our athletic director, Joel Smith, and we're for sure going to let anybody's parents that want to come in, any athlete that has parents that want to come in, probably be open to any students and staff. Whether or not we're going to have completely open to the public with maybe like a limited number or something like that, we haven't really determined that at this point in time. But there'll be fans in the stands, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's great. Riley, this was a lot of fun. Off to a tremendous start with the men's team and things getting rolling with track and field in the indoor season. Love to see it. Coach Riley Northrup of CSC Head, track and field coach with us here today. Thanks for the time, the thoughts, and we'll catch up with you again here soon, Coach.
Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.